I'm Kip Allen, Worldwide KFUO Radio. I'm at the 66th Regular Convention of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, broadcasting from the Wisconsin Center in downtown Milwaukee. With me is the newly reelected president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, the Reverend Dr. Matthew Harrison. Matt?
So nice to be with you. Thanks so much.
It's a delight. Matt, what has happened today what's going on with the convention today? Are we getting issues resolved? Are we facing issues? What's happening?
Well, something that was really significant and I think has taken a lot of energy over decades was the issue of the licensed lay deacon, so-called. And that was in cases, the Synod resolved long ago in 1989 that in special exceptional cases, temporarily, lay people could be licensed to do the work of a pastor, that is to regularly preach and administer the sacrament. And that resolution grew then over time to many licensed lay deacon programs where men had been licensed to carry out the functions of the pastoral office in congregations which already had a pastor for various reasons, or guys would be doing this, and wonderful, wonderful men who were very dedicated, serving parishes in very small places, rural places, remote places, inner city, urban, ethnic, but basically doing this on a permanent basis, not being formally called and examined, called, and ordained. And finally, the Missouri Synod has decided to move back to its historic confession. The Augsburg Confession, based on the Bible, says no one should preach or teach without a regular call. That doesn't mean lay people. Lay people are certainly to speak of Christ. But in a regular congregational setting, the job of carrying on the functions of the office of ministry are given to the pastors to preach publicly and administer the Lord's Supper and the sacraments. So the Synod voted today in a rather dramatic fashion. I mean, we were hoping maybe to get 60%, best case scenario, but the Synod voted 75% to move away from licensed lay deacons in a very gradual but deliberate way over the next year and a half or so, and to make sure, nevertheless, that those situations are cared for, that men who have been in these situations for years are properly called and ordained, examined, called and ordained, and this route toward ordination was pleasing to 75% of the convention, which, frankly, in modern Missouri is an extraordinary consensus.
It shows, I think, that the Synod is coming together on many, many issues.
I think we are. Absolutely.
We've had some troubled past, but our future is looking bright.
Yeah, and it is a challenge. I mean, the challenge of the 60s and 70s is alive and well. It just deeply, deeply affected us, and we are moving past it slowly but surely.
Our civil society is facing an upheaval today that I've certainly not seen since the 60s. What are some of the issues that are facing us? I keep thinking of this one court case that happened out in New Mexico where a judge said, violating your conscience is the price of citizenship. We can't do that as Lutherans.
No, we can't. It is really, it's insanity. We have courts inventing rights, and then suppressing rights that are actually mentioned in the Constitution, like the free exercise of religion. That means you should be able to be and confess your religion and function in society without prejudice and discrimination. And now, as we heard Ryan Anderson speak to the Assembly yesterday, he's with the Heritage Foundation, in just case after case, state of Washington rules you can't be a florist anymore as a Christian if you don't want to produce, or a baker, produce flowers and cake for a gay wedding if it's against your conscience. We're going to continue to have laws passed on these issues. Our Concordia in Irvine, California faces a real challenge. The California legislature is on recess right now, but there's legislation threatening Cal grants, I think they call them, but the millions of dollars that go to the poorest and most needy university students, and those grants go to the student going to the school of his or her preference. So you have these students choosing to go to religious schools, and the state legislature is on the verge hopefully they will receive some sane enlightenment. They're on the verge of ruling that these grants can no longer go to schools that are Christian and simply uphold the age-old biblical and rational view of marriage. And these things are only going to increase. And with the destruction and demise of marriage, all the other social ills will simply multiply, sorry to say, unless there's some kind of dramatic shift.
Is there a message of hope for us?
Of course there's a message of hope. You know, our hope is in Christ. Jesus promised that in this world you have tribulation, and our hope is in Him. He promises not to give us more than we can bear. He says, "Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age." He says, "I send you out as lambs among the wolves. Be wise as serpents, and gentle as doves." And so we know what we face. We know what we face. And we have friends around the world who have faced this before. We've got all the friends in the former Soviet Union who had friends, pastors, and Lutherans wiped out by the hundreds, if not millions. And so we have friends who know what it is to face these challenges. We've got friends in Africa who face animism or have been attacked by Islam. Our friends in Ethiopia lost a few years ago 60 churches burned by radical Muslims. So we will do what the apostles did, coming away from the Sanhedrin when they had been called before them and beaten for spreading the name of Jesus around. They said, "We rejoice for being counted worthy of suffering for the name of Jesus." So be it. Amen.
Amen. Mr. Harrison, Pastor Harrison, President Harrison, I'm not sure always sure what the proper mode of address is for you.
You can call me Matt. That's what my mom calls me, who just walked up by the side of me.
Ah, okay.
My friends call me Matt, and Pastor Harrison's great. So, okay. But you can call me anything you want.
I'll call you Matt.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
God bless you. Thanks for all your work.
And thanks
Lord
for yours.
Lord be with you.